Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. slow.
Praise God. Every day, y'all. Every day I receive that. If it had not been for your grace and mercy, where would I be, God? Thank you for grace. Thank you for having mercy on us, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, y'all just don't know how much that song blessed me. I know a lot of you all know that's my favorite thing. If it's not, thank God for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for grace, y'all, God just keep on extending. He just keep on keeping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep on. God just keep on. He don't hold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Hallelujah. God's word is just going to stand and stand forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I can just get that over and over because I'm telling you, I reach it all during the day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. I have to just thank him. Praise God. Because he said we could be consumed. Hallelujah. Things could have taken us over. But by the grace of God, we are still here. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight live on Blog Talk. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, or drugs to the drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or maybe you're going through something, praise God. Hallelujah. That nobody else has never felt like you felt it, praise God. Some kind of sickness, some kind of disappointment, whatever it may be going on in your life. We all have different things that goes on, but I'm telling you, our God is faithful, and God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts, whatever you facing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe we can say a kind word to you, or maybe we could play a song that will lift your burden, whatever the situation may be. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God told us to pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. And he will give us rest, praise God, from all the turmoil and stuff that we go through. the things that we face. Praise God. God is right there. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your children. Well, God, the ones that you have fearfully and wonderfully made that have allowed to join here together to worship you tonight, God. Father, I pray for everyone, God. Father, God, that you touch them by your spirit. Pour out on them the more of the spirit, God. Provide for them even the more, God. God, you said you will be everything that we needed that pertaineth to life and godliness in you. So, Lord, oh, Father, God, touch tonight, God. If there is someone hurting, God, heal the hurt tonight, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if someone's sick, God, we know you and we don't believe. We know you as a healer, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, maybe someone is hurting because of loss of a child, God. Oh, God, a husband, a wife, God. I know, God, that you are the comforter. God, I know that because you have comforted me, God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I know that you can do all things but fail, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, maybe there is someone, God, maybe lonely, God. You said you'll be a sister and a brother, mother, father, whatever we need, God. Father, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand, oh God, is big enough to hold each one of us. And God, Lord, it won't be too heavy, God. I thank you for that outstretched arm that is not too short, that you can reach down, God, and save, God. Some of us have loved ones. We want to be saved. We have, oh God, loved ones. We want delivered, oh God. Father, by your Spirit, oh God, we're asking you to touch in a mighty way, God. Father God, we can't do this thing by ourselves. But, oh God, as we pray for one another, as we greet for one another, God, we know that you will hear because you promised you would, God. You would hear, oh God, you will deliver and you will save. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being the God that you are. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for us. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I am so grateful and so thankful to see all of you all on tonight. God said how good and pleasant it is for men and women to dwell together in unity. Praise God. And I believe that you have come to dwell together with me tonight, do you wouldn't be gone. And I thank God for you. I thank God for every one of you, name by name, praise God, hallelujah, everyone, hallelujah, because you took out your time. You took a little time out to sit with me for this hour. Praise God, hallelujah. So I pray the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, be up on each one of us, praise God, name by name, because God knows all things, praise God. If there's anyone that have a prayer request tonight, please press 1 on your phone, and may we can pray for you, praise God. If there's anyone that have a prayer request tonight, praise God, oh, please press 1. We'll be glad to pray for you. And so I think we have Sister Felicia. Can you pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much, a prayer woman, a woman of prayer. I thank God for you. You are awesome in the Lord. Praise God. And in my heart as well. Praise God. I just pray God's blessings continually. The more we pray, prayer is essential for the believer. We need to pray. If you don't do anything else, you need to pray. That is a part of your salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So amen. I see two names. I see Minister Bowman. You may come forth. Minister Bowman. And I also see Minister Sharon. You may go forth.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. I would like to put my uncle, his name is Israel, and my aunt, Miss Ruby, together in, I think she was in Arkansas. But anyway, I would like to put my Uncle Ilse on the altar for, he has vertigo, and his wife, Ruby, she just had surgery. So I would like to lift them up before the Lord, and I would like to put my pastor, Pastor Stratton, Kendra Stratton, on the altar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Minister Bowman. All right, Minister Bowman.
Good evening.
All right, Minister Bowman.
I'm asking for prayer for me and my family. Lift me up. I'll be going back Wednesday for another chemo, so y'all pray all will be well. I'm going to get a test and see how everything going, and I'm going to get a break. So y'all pray all will be well. And just
amen.
Keep us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Minister Gwen.
Yes. Good evening, Pastor, and to all the saints on the line. We thank God for Minister Bowman's report that all is well. The Lord just continues to just keep blessing her with praise reports for healing and restoration. My prayer request, I am going to be teaching on tonight with Dr. Paul's ministry, and I'm praying for God's anointing, for his clarity, and for his spirit to speak through me as I break the bread of life with Dr. Paul's ministry on tonight, and continue prayers for my family as well, that we will continue growing and walking with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. I think I see one more. Oh, 581, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Sister Tasha, and I was called. My prayer request is for me to go up to the next level with Jesus Christ, and also that I get my financial blessing that I'm waiting on.
I believe, I'm checking to see, I believe that is all. You may go forth.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, Jesus, and good evening to each of you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're coming to you on this evening saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are for each and every one, dear Lord. Father God, I ask that you forgive me of anything that I may have done knowingly or unknowingly, dear Lord. Father God, hear our prayers. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me pure as snow, dear Lord. Father God, you get the victory out of my life and out of everyone else on this line, dear Lord. Father God, Mother Bozeman is coming to you on this evening. Lord, she's thanking you, Lord. Thanking you. She's going to her chemo on Wednesday, Lord, and she's praying that all will be well. We thank you, Lord, because all is well. We're lifting her and her entire family up to you, Lord. Continue to hold them in your right hand, dear Lord. Cradle them, Lord. Be their strength when they need strengthening, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for Mother Bozeman. Thank you for everything that she brings to the line and that she will bring to your people, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, that all is well. Thank you, Lord, that everything will be well on Wednesday. Thank you, Lord, that the treatment is doing what it needs to do. Thank you, Lord. She will be cancer-free. Thank you, Lord, for her healing. Father God, we thank you. Father God, Minister Sharon is coming to you on this evening, dear Lord. She's praying for her uncle and her aunt Ruby, Lord. Her uncle has vertigo, dear Lord, and her aunt recently had surgery, dear Lord. Father God, she's asked for healing in their bodies, Lord. Be their strength. Heal them, Lord. Touch and deliver as only you could do, Father God. She's praying also for her pastor, Kenny Stetton, dear Lord. Father God, cover him. Use this man for your glory, Lord. Give him what to say to your people, Lord. Father God, protect him as he pour out into others, dear Lord. Pour back into him your spirit, dear Lord. Father God, she's thanking you. Father God, I'm lifting her up to you as well. Father God, Minister Gwen Bernardo is coming to you on this evening, dear Lord. Father God, she will be bringing a word later on this evening, dear Lord, on Sister Cherry's line, dear Lord. Father God, she asks that you just speak through her, dear Lord. Pour your spirit in, Lord. And Father God, she asks that you just be with her as she deliver the message that you have given her to deliver to your people, dear Lord. Continue to cover her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Use her. And Lord, you just let your spirit pour into her and let it come out to where everyone can understand and apply it to their lives, dear Lord. Father God, she's lifting up her mother and her entire family, her son, her grandson, Lord. Father God, she's thanking you, Lord, thanking you for strength, thanking you for holding her up, thanking you for giving her the strength to do the things that you have called her to do, Lord, thanking you for favor on that job, dear Lord. She's thanking you. Father God, I'm lifting up our coordinator of this line, Lord, Past Minister Vivian Collins, to you, dear Lord. Father God, continue to use her. Continue to pour into her, Lord. Continue to give her what to say to your people. Continue to meet every need she has up before you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for each and every one that's listening. We thank you that things are as well as they are for each and every one of us, dear Lord. Father God, thank you. I'm thanking you, dear Lord, for traveling grace and mercy that you gave my mom as she went back to Atlanta, Georgia on today. Father God, thank you for blessing her to make it safely. Thank you, Lord, for covering that vehicle. Thank you, Lord, for being with her. Thank you for each and every one of our families that are represented here today. Lord, save our unsaved loved ones. Give us the strength to do what it is that you've called each and every one of us to do, dear Lord. Father God, I'm lifting up the homeless to you, Lord, those without shelter, without a place to call home, dear Lord. Father God, I ask that you just give them warmth, give them shelter through the cold and through the heat, dear Lord. Father God, just be with them, Lord. Let them accept the help that is offered, Lord, and let people offer it sincerely, Lord. Father God, don't let no one offer it judgmental or looking down on anyone, Lord, because we do know except your grace it could be us. Father God, we're lifting up the nation to you, Lord. Cover, Lord, protect, Lord. We're lifting up leaders everywhere to you, Father God. Father God, give them what to say and how to say it. Let them seek you and how to run this country, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the residents of the nursing homes and for the elderly that live alone. Father God, we ask that you continue to be with them, Lord. Continue to let the workers treat the residents as if they're serving you, dear Lord. Father God, let them feed them when they need to be fed while the food is warm. Let them turn them when they need to be turned so that they will not get bed sores, Father God. Let them speak to them with respect, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives, dear Lord. Thank you for giving them strength to do the job that you have called them to do. Father God, we're lifting up our children all over everywhere, young children, middle-aged children, adult children, dear Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord. Help us to be there for our children. Help us to pour into them what you have given us to do. Cover them with your precious blood. Cover them while they go to school. Cover them when they're on the buses. Just cover, Lord. cover and protect our children. Thank you for going behind those prison walls, Lord, and saving, Lord, and protecting those that are behind the prison walls, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just save, Lord. Save us only you can while you got their attention. Protect them, Lord, and when they come out, dear Lord, let them be just as safe as when you touched them while they was there. In Jesus' name, I'm praying this evening for everyone in their prayer requests, their situations, those that they held close to their own heart that they only spoke to you about, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for them, and we thank you for hearing what it is that we have said today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. I think we have a birthday coming up this week, either Monday, Tuesday. Sister Shawanda. So, Minister Jackie Keys, can you sing happy birthday to us and then give us a praise song? Sister Shawanda? Praise God. Are you on, Sister Shawanda? Are you on, Sister Shawanda? Praise God. If she's not, praise God. We still will sing happy birthday to her and pray God's blessings upon her and that she see many, many more birthdays. God bless you, Sister Shawanda. Go for it.
Amen.
Amen. You all want me to sing a happy birthday song to her?
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Shawanda. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Many, many, many more. Many, many more birthdays.
Amen.
I can't live. Can't breathe. Can't move. Without you in my life, I can't go on, Jesus. This is my song, Jesus. I can't do nothing if I don't have you. I can't live. I can't breathe, I can't move, without you in my life, I can't go on, Jesus, this is my song, Jesus, I can't do nothing if I don't have you. I love him. Yes, I do, Lord. I love him. Anybody love the Lord? I love him. I love him. I love him. Can't make it without him. Gotta have him, y'all. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Pastor Vivian, I love the Lord. I love him. Evangelist Felicia Keys. I love him, Mother Stokes. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. Amen. I love him on tonight. I love him.
Amen. We love him. We love him.
Yes, we do, that we wouldn't be here. We love him. Hallelujah. He's done a great thing. It was mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Jackie Keys, for that great song and for the birthday wish. It might be her mother on here. She might not be on. I see it probably is her mother, Mother Janice Patterson. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, she will give her the message. Hallelujah, that we sung to her tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, last week, hallelujah, I started on a message, and this is, praise God, hallelujah, Family Week, praise God, hallelujah. And we started on a message about the children, about family, family worship. So we want to continue in that for this Sunday for on the children, praise God, hallelujah. Children are an heritage of the Lord. That's what we want to talk about. Hallelujah. Children, an inheritance, heritage of the Lord. Hallelujah. With our Bibles, let's go to Psalms 127 and read the entire Psalms, 5 verses. And it reads as thus, except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it, except the Lord keep the city. The watchman walketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. Praise God. It seems as though our people don't seem to understand that these days. They don't want children. And they're abusing children, and all kind of things are going on with our children. And the fruit of the womb is a reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full, praise God, hallelujah, of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Praise God. Hallelujah. We notice here in the third verse, praise God, the psalmist says, children are an heritage of the Lord. Children are the joy of the home. And when people does not want children or abuse children, what are they doing? What are they doing to God's heart, praise God? When we know what the words say, God opened up the womb and gave children, then we are to, and I know some people say, well, I don't want but one. I got two. But, you know, the Bible say they're supposed to be like olive shoots around the table, you know. As I pray on the prayer line, Mother Stokes got 5 boys and others have 10 children and all this. That's a blessing. Each one of those children was fed. Each one of them children, that God covered them with a roof, that family was able to keep a roof over their head. We got to know how thankful and be grateful. The grace of God is extended. And some people said, I can hardly take care of this one. Well, maybe if you have another one and be open to God, he's going to give you plenty to take care of the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5. Oh, I don't want all them many children. Well, the Bible say that they are a joy of the home. Praise God. Hallelujah. How often we think otherwise, as I just, every word you turn today, you hear all kind of expressions about why they don't want children. The Bible says children and dogs are not wanted. You cannot build a house without children. Children are a blessing to the home. Children are a blessing. And we need to know, praise God, hallelujah, what a blessing it is when God give us children. You know, as I was on this message, as I was studying it, it brought me to Hannah. Hannah didn't have any children. And Hannah, she went before the Lord and she prayed. and she prayed for a child. God gave her a child, and she was so happy. That's what God is saying. Children bring joy in the home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray. Her husband really didn't understand what she was doing. And maybe nobody may not understand why you just keep on having. Some people will talk about you even. Why she keep on having all them children? You know, people say all kind of things, and it's not right. Children are a blessing. Oh, praise God. Somebody ought to shout on that. Children are a blessing. Mother Stokes was blessed to have five boys, men. Fifth verse in this psalm says, happy is the man that has his quiver full. They got their quiver. Everybody that have children have their quiver full. You got what God has given you. Maybe you don't have but one. Maybe you don't have any. And maybe it was not for God for you to have any. But God bless you in whatever state you in. Praise God. I wish every father and mother, listen to me, would weigh those words carefully in their heart and begin, especially our young people, and begin to realize that children are of the Lord. It really hurts me, and I know it hurts you, when somebody done kill somebody's children. Oh, my God. You know, those things stay with me of the Columbine shooting, of all these school shootings. That's somebody's children, and somebody has to suffer because somebody has taken what God has given them. I've never been able to understand how a wife would fight against giving birth to children and raising children. Why do we want abortions? Why do we want to fight against a child? You have conceived. Why do you want to take this child's life? My God, who would even curse the day that they became expectant mothers? I was in the hospital with my last son, and I heard a woman curse the day she got pregnant. And I've heard that this happens more than once. Women will curse being on the bed birthing and cursing because they say the pain is too hard. Now somebody needs some wisdom and knowledge. This will also hold good for the father or the man of the home. He needs to recognize how God has blessed him and not curse his children out and abuse them. Praise God. Children are an heritage of the Lord. If we realize that great fact, then we as fathers and mothers would feel responsibility to our children more keenly and accepted as a greater weight of responsibility. Praise God. We will recognize those children are our responsibility. That's our responsibility when God is. And we are to treat them with much love and bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the greatest joys and blessings of the home is for Jehovah God to entrust in that home a baby. And make us fathers and mothers and stewards of that child to raise that child, to train that child, to teach that child, and to point that child to Jehovah your God. As I said last week, I know that Minister Gwen has her grandchild. It's her heart to teach that child. Train that child. That child now has been entrusted in her hands. Minister Zadie, she lost her daughter at an early age.
but her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, they are there where she can teach them and train them and bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. What a blessing. That's a blessing. And I know some people will even just try to tear you down and say, why is you going through all that? That's not your, you know, people can let the tongue lap. But when we know how to use that tongue, use it for blessing. Use it for blessing someone instead of tearing someone down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. These children have been entrusted. Hallelujah. In your hands. To point that child to Jehovah God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as his Savior and Lord. If we did that, we would not have a juvenile problem today. If we would train the child up in the way it should go. Praise God. But we don't. Children are thrown aside so much. Praise God. This great truth, in fact, is brought out, brought throughout the entire Bible. The children are an heritage of the Lord. In Genesis 33:5, when Jacob came to meet Esau, and when Esau lifted up his eyes, he saw a woman and children. And he said, who are those with thee? And he, Jacob, said, the children which God has graciously given thy servant. He put an emphasis on all of his family. He said, these are the children. And it was a whole line of them. They wasn't 10 or 12. Praise God. He said this, and he acknowledged God. This is whom God has given me, my wives and my children. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they are a gift from Jehovah, he said. Praise God. When we realize this great fact, our children become a part of us, and we feel the responsibility of them. Our hearts long after them and give our lives for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God gave them to us. Job said, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, God. Job had children. And God allowed them to be taken. But when God acknowledged God, God gave him more children, beautiful children. Job trusted in the Lord, even though his children was taken. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a great truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word, it just really points us. When we really look at it and study and apply it, praise God. Oh, praise God. God just, I know Job hurt so bad when he knew that his children was all dead. How would you feel? Think about it. How would you feel if somebody comes to you and said, all of them dead at one time? Oh, it's bad on us when we lose one. Praise God. We have a lady that comes to our ministry sometimes here. She said they killed one of her sons, and she buried him. And later on, about a month or two later, they thought the other son was trying to find out who killed him, and they killed him. She lost two sons right behind another. That mother heart breaks. There's a breaking in the heart that needs to be healed. And I know she's healed now to a great bit, praise God. But the idea when we lose our children to gun violence, murder out here on the street, in schools, wherever they may be, whatever the situation may be, there's a pain and it needs to be healed. And we are here for that. We are to help them to heal. Praise God. That's what we are for. Helping one another. I need you and you need me. I'm always in need. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you may say, Sister Lydia, what you need of? Oh, I just need y'all to pray for me. I need prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe because I found out without prayer, I can't make it. I need your prayers. I need your love to be extended toward me. Praise God. The truth is also brought out in Genesis 48 and 4 when Jacob was relating to Joseph how God has blessed him. Jacob spoke to Joseph in these words, God Almighty has said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I make thee a multitude of people, and I will give this land unto thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. That seed is thy children. Hallelujah. You know it is a wonderful and recognized the hand of God Almighty, the all-supplying, all-nourishing God in multiplying your family and building your home. That's what God wants to do for us. Multiply family. Build our home. Make it strong. Praise God. I wish that every father and mother, everyone that who is the head, will humble their hearts and recognize the Lord Jehovah God as the head of their home. Put God first. Put God first. Don't just go along and think that you just got to fuss and fight with them. Put God first. Lord, you knows what I got to face with these children. You know what they are going through. God, they're going through this little teenage spout right now, God, but I know you're going to bring them through, God. I put them in your hands, oh God. Recognize the Lord Jehovah your God as head of your home, as one who has given you a family, praise God. I wish you would bow your knees to him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Recognize God, and God will recognize the problem that you're facing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truth is also in out of Joshua 24:3, when the Lord Jehovah spoke to the children of Israel, he said, I took your father Abraham from the side of the flood and led him throughout the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. I like that expression. I gave him Isaac. God gave him Isaac. Praise God. Mother, Dad, look at the child at your side. Hallelujah. Look at him intensely. Behold the little face. Recognize that God gave you a child. I looked at my son today in church, and I hugged him so tightly. That's my boy. Hallelujah. I just grabbed it. The pastor called him up, and he didn't know I was behind him. And he said, it's something about you for your mother. And he didn't know I was there. And hallelujah, it was such a blessing. He began to say, I don't know, but I think she's at church. She's supposed to be. And when he began to start to talk, I pointed to me behind it. So notice me pointing, beating myself. I'm that mother. I'm that mother. So glad to be with my son in church, you know. And I just grabbed him and held him. That's my boy. That's my boy. My boy in church. I'm asking the Lord to do great things in his life. And he's mostly in church every Sunday. I don't go to the same church that he attends, but I knew he was going to be there, so I ran over there before they got out of church. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just going to see him when he leave. But the pastor called him out. It was a purpose and a reason why the pastor called him out today and asked him, where is your mother? My Lord, I can't get over that, y'all. I don't know what God, I am believing God to do miraculous things in my son's life. And I couldn't help but hold him. And the pastor let up. He never did say anything else. And the pastor said to me, oh, I know you. I know you from attending my day. Yes, many times. But I'm so glad for the move of the Spirit that this pastor moves and he sees things as God and he calls things out as God tells him to. Because he wouldn't have never called my son out. And I wouldn't have never been there if it had not been for the grace of God. This was a very, very, how would you say, moment. Crucial moment for a mother to just wrap her arms around her son, and he didn't know that she was going to be there. Nothing but a God. Nothing but a God. Our orphanages are filled with children not wanted by fathers or mothers. We got orphanage. We got all kind of places, whatever you may call it. We don't have orphanage, but we have facilities where we have people have put children away because they do not want their child. What a pain and a hurt. And then some of us will go and adopt children and take care of them and raise them because the mother or the father have put them on. The father don't want to take care of them. Nobody want to take care of their children. So sad. When God is blessed to have children, praise God. This is the family way. How can we give up our children and go into an orphanage or any other kind of facility? Praise God. In orphanage, though, they can't help it because that's overseas. They put them in the office because one of them had gotten killed and nobody to take care of them. That is the way they take care of them. But we thank God. We thank God that somebody has an arm open enough to hold children and to love them and care for them. When I was in India, there was children that needed to be loved and taken care of. The father, one of them, I have a picture where the father went away to provide for the child, whether he will or not, whether he will ever come back. But this father went away to get a job because he couldn't make it in India to provide for his child. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for providing for us. I thank you, Lord, for helping us to be what you want us to be. Bless everyone on tonight, God. If they have children, grandchildren, God, I pray your blessings upon them. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. Go. And if you can hug your child tonight or grandchild, if they are anywhere near you, hug them with the love of the Lord. Let them know that they are loved. So many children are not loved. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you. And please be back with us next Friday night when Minister James. Saturday night at 8 o'clock with Minister Zadie, and right back here with me again. We'll be on another subject next week. God bless you, and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Amen. What a blessing. Praise be to God. Thank you, Pastor Vivian. Love everybody.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.